New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell. On the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out, a bad seed, a broken day, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad attitude, bad tape, bad lie, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Farrell Palatial, right across the river into the woods from where Granny loves to toke on that Orange Julius 75% cartridge before she goes to bed in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dress in plastic bags to bridge traffic, some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do it. All my friends that come around, fight the flats, a party up, rats on the west side, bedbugs uptown, what a mess, this town's a tatter, my brains are splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shake out. It's Farrell with Mafia tonight. It's good to be back on the bench. And this story that broke tonight, another one, it's unbelievable, the gift that keeps on giving. I just can't even believe, the one night we had the story of the Mets GM and all of his perversion. And then we told you that Porter would get fired the next day. He did because he just was a freak. And then, tonight, here we go again. It is just absolutely unbelievable. The former Mets manager, Mickey Callaway, and he's no longer, obviously, with the Mets, so it's not really about the Mets, even though it is a little bit. I'll tell you why. He's been with the Angels ever since. He's their pitching coach. But anyway, the former Mets manager sent unsolicited messages, allegedly, and photos, allegedly, among other inappropriate and harassing behaviors. Apparently, five women who work in sports media told The Athletic in a disturbing story. Callaway, with the Angels, allegedly aggressively pursued the women through messages and in person, according to the report, which also covers his time as the Indians pitching coach. His alleged pattern of behavior was so concerning that women in multiple baseball markets received warnings to be on guard when they were around him. Jesus. And then he said tonight, quote, rather than rush to respond to these general allegations of which I have just been made aware, I look forward to an opportunity to provide more specific responses. Any relationship in which I was engaged has been consensual, and my conduct was in no way intended to be disrespectful to any women involved. I am married, and my wife has been made aware of these general allegations, end quote. Jesus, I'll bet she's had.
No good.
That was actually footage right there of his wife, which, strangely enough...
No good.
Her entire body got so heated when she found out the news of Mickey's problems that were arising this evening that she literally was transfixed. Her voice changed, her body changed, and she just really was having none of it. The Angels will conduct an investigation, saying in a statement that, quote, the behavior being reported violates the Angels organization's values and policies. We take this very seriously and will conduct a full investigation with MLB, end quote. Of course, we told you, as I said, the story about then Mets GM Jared Porter. He's the one that sent unsolicited texts and images to a female reporter in 2016. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. SiriusXM 204, Sports Grid Radio Network, is now on satellite radio. It's a beautiful thing. Plus, Mightier 1090 in San Diego. Good to have you with us tonight. And, of course, Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline USA, Armed Forces Radio. It's Pharrell on the bench. I'm Pharrell with Mafia tonight. We actually have amazing footage on top of Mickey's wife. This is just developing as we sit here on the bench, waxing poetically. We love these stories. Here's footage of Mickey defending himself when he first heard. This is when he first heard of the allegations.
Station.
I have no idea what's happening there at all.
Hey, I'm just trying to have a little friendly conversation.
I have no idea. Everything's imploding, apparently, here. The whole thing's out of control. It's gotten so out of control here. That was supposed to be really funny, and it just wasn't. Anyway, Mafia, are you glad the Mets got rid of Mickey Callaway?
Well, I was glad that they got rid of him years ago because how bad a manager he was. I mean, for a guy who was a pitching coach, you couldn't manage his bullpen or his starters whatsoever. But, yeah, this is definitely not something they would have needed around after the whole Porter saga.
You know, they had, I guess, these five women, or at least five women, they want anonymity. They don't want to be known that they were harassed by this guy, allegedly. That's what the reports are saying. And, you know, I don't know how that's going to play out, where you just have a bunch of accusations being made by people that nobody knows who they are. It becomes a little bit sticky when you think about it.
There are 24 hours in every day,
1,440 minutes,
86,400 seconds, and we still have trouble squeezing all this glorious
sports talk in.
Have you thought about maybe sleeping less?
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, 844-843-6879 to get on the bench. Great game in Chicago right now. Bulls 96-95 over the Knicks with about 3 minutes left. And the Bulls were down, or the Knicks were down to them by 10 in the third. And the Bulls were pretty much in control, and the Knicks just wouldn't go away. And they just took the lead on a Randle drive to the left side of the bucket and off a kiss. 97-96 Knicks with 2:45 and rolling left in a windy city. So, anyway, I just have to say, it's strange. You know, we played the clip of Callaway jokingly, his wife, and I bet she's not thinking anything's very funny. You know, I don't understand. I mean, obviously, I get it. I know why these things happen where, you know, I'm not talking about guys perving out on reporters. I'm talking about where, you know, honestly, these guys just cheat on their wives. I mean, it just never ceases to amaze me. Guys, you know, and you can say whatever you want, but you're married, whatever, you got kids. And I guess you're so bored I guess you're so miserable in your daily, the monotony of it all, the sameness of it all, that you decide because you've got some kind of, I don't know, juice because you're, you know, a baseball coach or a manager or whatever, pitching coach, manager. It doesn't matter what he was. Obviously, when he was the manager of the Mets, he was doing it, allegedly. So he, you know, the story that ran in the Athletic said that he was doing it when he was with the Mets and that he's doing it now. And these are the stories that are coming off of this thing. As I mentioned, I don't know any details other than these at least five women have come forward and nailed him. And then they wouldn't say who they are. The story is about anonymity and just allegations, which are, you know, obviously, you know, troubling a little bit. I mean, you have to admit, you can't just automatically think that it's documented or that it happened or anything else. At this point, he's just being accused of all these things. Fair enough. But it does amaze me how guys will, you know, I guess I'm just saying it. I get it, how it happens. I know it happens in sports. I've seen it happen. I've been on an NHL team. I've been traveled with NFL teams, and I've seen, you know, I've seen it. I've seen guys hitting on chicks, obviously, in every city in this country. But it is troubling to me, you know, just from my end, you know, I just am not a fan of that. Like, I'm not really a big believer in that. I think if you just want all that, you know, attention, you want all the chicks in the world and you want to sleep with as many women as possible, then don't get married. Don't get married and have kids and then go out on your rampage. You know what I mean? Like, it makes no sense to me. Like, now people could say, can you believe this guy? Are you listening to this guy? Or who is this guy? I mean, are you kidding me? This guy talking about cheating on, like, honestly, like, at some point, don't you have to have, like, some kind of morals, some kind of, like, you know, I just don't get it. Like, it makes no sense to me. Like, and then this guy has the audacity, the gall of this guy. Can you imagine? I heard it right out of his mouth. He said, my wife's been made aware of it, and she knows all about it. Yeah, my ass. His wife is so mad right now. I guarantee you, she's packing her bags, plotting the divorce. She's been humiliated. She's been embarrassed. She's got her husband being... reported all over nationally tonight that he's a creep. And then that relationship right there just breaks right on the spot like a glass.
You want to know how I feel about you? Boo. Boo on you.
Oh, there it is. That's right inside their house. I don't know how Mafia did it. Right inside their kitchen. Did you hear that? That was unbelievable footage. And to do that without swearing is something to be proud of. Because I would have been swearing in that moment. But you know what? There's two things that could happen here. One, the automatic divorce. Two, the two can play that game where she goes out and gets the, you know, revenge game going. Where she could get her swerve on and probably sleep with one of his friends. That's generally the move. That's a chess move right there. You know what I mean? You got to checkmate. You got to go sleep with one of his best friends. She'll go do that to him, and that'll make him end up in a rubber room. Mafia, what do you think the odds are that the wife leaves Mickey over this? And that she sleeps with one of his best friends.
Probably pretty good. You know, I mean, this is a terrible thing to be accused of, especially when it's multiple places, multiple ladies, when you are married. I mean, women don't put up with that kind of stuff, especially if you're just a pitching coach. It's not like this guy's some, like, you know, huge multimillionaire, you know, best in the league. You stick it out for the, you know, the living, you know, status and everything like that. He's just a pitching coach. Most people don't even know he's in L.A.
So when it first happened, right, like when I first heard about what he did allegedly, I had to, I swear to God, I had to remember who he was. Like, I was like, Mickey Callaway. How do I know that name? I was like, Mickey. I was thinking of Mickey's. Yeah, Mickey Rivers. I was like, Mickey Mantle. Like, Mickey Callaway. How do I know that? Cab Callaway. I thought of that for a minute. And then I was like, oh, the former Mets manager. It took me a while to remember him. That's how little he mattered.
The two stories you've heard about him in the last 2 weeks are this one and about how Trevor Bauer won't go to the Angels because he's the pitching coach. So the only press you've gotten about this guy since he, you know, got fired as the Mets is just terrible, and it's all in the last 2 weeks.
Why? Oh, because he was the Indians pitching coach.
He was the Indians pitching coach when Bauer was there, and Bauer hates him, allegedly.
Bauer hates him. So you believe I heard some people say tonight that they think that this story dropped so that the Angels could get rid of him.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they do off of this. I don't know if it dropped because of that, but it's, you know, the way we were talking about the whole Porter situation 2 weeks ago where, you know, the guy is finally in the news and finally has, you know, a little juice going behind him, and then it comes out and takes him down. This guy wasn't having good press about him. He was having bad press, but yeah, he was in the news, and then like, yeah, you know what? Let's let this one go out now. Now that everyone knows who he is again.
What I like about him is, you know, he basically said, I want to absorb all this. I need some time. I need to be able to have adequate responses for these allegations, which is a nice way of saying he's got to get his story straight before he comes and lies to everybody.
Oh, the best is that, oh, these are general allegations, not like, oh, no, I would never do that. This isn't the kind of person I am, just... Oh, these are general. You got to be specific so I can say, no, not that woman, not this woman. Yeah, maybe that one. Like, really? You just dug yourself a big hole saying, oh, these are too generalized. You should just make a general statement saying, no, I would never do this if they're generalized.
He also is accused of sending inappropriate photos. We got more perv stuff going on here with the, you know, sending pictures of the you know, package and such.
Are these ones just stock footage, too?
Won't have it. Can't have it. Won't have it. Perv. Mafia, can you get me his wife's phone number? See if I could not get her on the show. See if she's available. All right, Social D, Pharrell on a bench with you. So, anyway, this Tony D'Angelo was with the Rangers, the New York Rangers hockey team. And he had a bad day. Bottom line is, the other night, I think they were playing, the Rangers were playing the Penguins. They beat the Penguins tonight. Who was the game against? Okay.
It was against the Penguins. Yes.
So, anyway, they beat the Penguins tonight 3-1. And the other night, over the weekend, they played them, and the Penguins won in overtime, I think 5-4. And what happened was, this is what I'm gathering happened. So, apparently, Georgiev was the goalie for the Rangers, and he's basically... Shesterkin and him share the job, and he was playing. There was a turnover in behind the goal, and I think it led to the game-winning goal. And I think Crosby scored it. Am I wrong, Mafia? Isn't that what happened?
That is correct.
Okay, so what happened after that? What I was led to believe happened was they went into the room after they lost the game. And this guy, Tony D'Angelo. Now, who's the captain of that team? Was he the captain? He wasn't. Was he really?
No, definitely not. No, absolutely not.
He was just a defenseman, right? Like, he was average defenseman. And I heard all this stuff today that they should move Kreider to the captaincy. And I was like, geez, I thought he was. Anyway, I don't follow the Rangers like Mafia does, but I'm a Penguin guy. I bet on the Rangers tonight, though, by the way, today on Coast to Coast on the Grid. But anyway, so what happened was, from what I was told, tell me if I'm wrong, Mafia, after the game, I guess what I was told was that some words were exchanged between Georgiev and D'Angelo about the turnover behind the net. There was like a mistake made that led to Crosby scoring a goal. And the next thing you knew, all hell broke loose, and these two went at it. I mean, literally, they had a fist fight.
If you want to throw down a fisticuffs, fine. I've got Jack Johnson and Tom O'Leary waiting for you right here.
That is dramatic footage that we've obtained right there from inside the Rangers locker room, that there was, you know, not only that fight broke out, but you could tell that right there that others were invited to take it somewhere else.
Let me tell you something.
Take it.
Me and you, one-on-one, no one else around. I will beat your ass like a Cherokee drum.
That was actually Tony D'Angelo talking to his netminder, Georgiev, and he warned him clearly there that he would beat his ass. You could see right there that he threw the gauntlet. The gauntlet was thrown, and then they went at it, and they were throwing, you know, everything. Fists, elbows, ground and pound, stand up. It was all happening. I heard that Georgiev actually, the entire fight, kept his pads on and his skates. He fought him in his goalie gear and skates. And then he was at a major disadvantage in the fight. And then Tony D'Angelo, they got rid of him. The Rangers literally cut his ass. He's finished in New York, and they threw him off the team. He cleared waivers today. What did you think, Mafia, when you heard the story about Tony D'Angelo getting in a fist fight with his own teammate and goalie after the game?
Yeah, I mean, he's been absolutely terrible this year. He was great last year, and then this year he's been, you know, he hasn't scored at all. He got benched the second and third games after, you know, making a crappy play in the first one and couldn't get over it. He was upset the whole season. Then he's had a bunch of stuff going on with, you know, he's a big Trump supporter. So when all the thing, when Trump was banned on Twitter, he's like vowed to, you know, boycott Twitter and deleted his Twitter and was going to go on that other one, that Parler or whatever. Like, he's been kind of crazy right side and playing terrible this year. So I'm not surprised, and I'm not, you know, sad that he's leaving. He was great last year, but he's just not living up to it after the deal they gave him. And what happened is that he was on the ice for four of those five goals against the Penguins on Saturday. So it wasn't even just like one play. He sucked the whole game. So apparently when they were coming off, Georgiev and him had words. Like I said, it didn't even make it to the room. It was in the tunnel, and he got in his face and was ready to fight him. And I was seeing other reports, too, from media members that apparently, like, that he got into it with Georgiev, and you were saying that they should give Kreider the captaincy because they don't have one. They have just a bunch of assistant captains. They're saying they give it to Kreider because what apparently happened is Kreider jumped in when he started up with Georgiev and punched him in the face. That, like, when he was getting into it with the goalie, Kreider jumped in the middle of it and knocked him out. You know, he fucked him and sided with Georgiev. So, like, all right, this guy's obviously the leader. Give him the C. And then, they, like you said, they put him on waivers. No one wanted him. And now they're claiming, you know, that he's done with them and they're going to try to get a trade. But, I mean, if no one took him off waivers, who wants to trade for this clown?
Well, anyway, the deal is that I heard he's a complete, just absolute right, far right-wing whack job. And that he actually has been going on rants about the Capitol riots and all these conspiracy theories about Trump and everything else, that, you know, the election was stolen and all this other stuff. And I know that he calmed down from all that. Like, everyone eventually came to their senses, I think, for the most part, on January 20th, right? When the other guy, Biden, was inaugurated. Everyone said that it was all conspiracies, all phony, rigged, fraudulent, you know, that it was all lies and just everything. And then they inaugurated the guy. So How'd that work out for Fatso? He went back down to Mar-a-Lago, and then I can't even believe, I can't even fathom that you're telling me. And I knew this. I heard about this like after the fact that some hockey player, seriously, that plays for the New York Rangers is so far gone in his head, so far gone with Donald Trump that he lost his career over it, basically. That the guy, you know, he was spending his entire day going on rants on Twitter and on social media boards and going off about all this stuff and worrying about the Capitol riots, worrying about Donald Trump, worrying about the election, worrying about fraud, worrying about conspiracies, that he was not doing his job as a hockey player. Is that about right, Mafia?
Yeah, pretty much. He sucked this year, and he was all wrapped up in that kind of stuff, and apparently, you know, must have, you know, been talking about it in the locker room and stuff and causing disharmony with his teammates because no one apparently liked him. That other guys were jumping in the middle of the fight. And this was a guy who had issues before that. You know, he had got suspended in the OHL before he even made the NHL for stuff about, you know, saying like terrible things on the ice to other opponents or on social media and, you know, berating refs and things like that. So he had his issues before that and before the Rangers even traded for him from Arizona. So they kind of had their eyes on him. Like, all right, maybe this guy's grown up and straightened out. But apparently not. Apparently he's still a whack job, and that's just the end of him in New York.
God, it's just crazy, right? That that a guy, like, I mean, honestly, like, fair enough. I get it. People are all bent out of shape about the you know, election. They're bent out of shape about right, left. They're mad about the Democrat. They're mad about the Republican. They're mad about Trump. They're mad about the Capitol. They're mad about everything. But can you, you can't even explain it to me that a hockey player is embroiled in the middle of it. You know what I mean? Like, I've never met a hockey player in my life. There's one thing I used to tell you about when I was with the Thrashers is that they talk hockey all day long, every day. They go to breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All they talk about is hockey. Team meals, hockey. That's it. Breakfast, power play. Lunch, penalty kill. You know, I mean, they don't even talk about, seriously, like, I never even heard them talking about chicks. They're so obsessed with playing hockey, and they're so working on morning skate, practice, when the bus leaves, when the plane leaves, you got to be on time. Wear your sport coat. It was like being in the military. And I literally never heard one person ever talk about anything, literally, besides hockey the whole time I did it. And I was like, I was ready to kill myself. It was so boring. No one ever talked about anything. I used to start talking about stuff at dinner in front of all the players and everything and get everybody all riled up. They used to go crazy on me because I would start talking about everything. I'd be talking about porno. I'd be talking about everything. I made fun of everything, and they didn't like it. Like Don Waddell, the GM of the Carolina Canes, he was the GM of the Thrashers. He couldn't stand that I was so fun and crazy and wild and funny. I mean, that's what I was. I was young and crazy. And they got mad if you didn't, like, go to morning skate and talk about the power play. Meanwhile, the Rangers got some whack job on their team writing about the world's ending. Blame the liberals. Blame the Democrats. Blame the far left for what's wrong in this world. How about blame your pathetic defensive skills and the fact that you're the worst player on the team, and every time you're on the ice, you get another minus because you're getting scored on, you hack. I mean, honestly, Mavi's talking about how great he was last year. I never heard of him. That's how bad I think he sucks.
It's not your wife. It's not your kids. It's not your neighbor. And it sure isn't your boss. Only we understand you. We are your friends. You're listening to The Winning Edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Yeah.
so bad, baby, I don't care. Well, all right, let me.
You know what I've been listening to, Mafia, when I work out is the, you know, because Sirius has the app or whatever. And believe it or not, like the app has like a couple hundred extra channels. I don't know if you know that or not, but.
Yeah, I was listening like to Faction really... Punk when I was, you know, digging out of the driveway. You know, they took that channel away a couple of years ago, right. And I hated that. I love that channel, the great mix they had there. So I've been listening to Punk on the app all the time.
That's what I've been listening to while I've been working out is the Punk channel, and it's great. You know, Los Angeles, the Distillers, they play everything, right? Like, just fantastic. All kinds of Social D, just great. I mean, just great Punk. Rancid, all of that. It's just fantastic. Seriously. It was funny. I was even listening to the Ramones the other day, and my son was listening to the Ramones, and I was playing some of their music for him, and he was trying to understand the words to the Blitzkrieg bop. Oh, let's go. Blitzkrieg. And he had the words just so butchered. And I was like, listen, the song's called Blitzkrieg Bop. And he's like, no way is it called that. He's like, and then I had to pull it up for him and prove it to him because he just wasn't having it. But I know that it was cool to see him digging some old Ramones, right, and some old Punk. But I've been working out to it, and today I couldn't go work out, Mafia, as you know. I have to say that, seriously, this is the worst blizzard I think I've ever seen in my life. Can you ever remember, ever, in your... I remember in 1979, long before you were in your mother's womb, there was a storm in Chicago that I lived through that was, I think, the worst storm I've ever seen. You know, like 3 feet of snow or something like that in one swoop, in one night. But I can tell you unequivocally, there is no doubt in my mind whatsoever that we got over 3.5 feet of snow right now, and it's still coming down. Like, I have snowplowed at least 3 feet of snow today. I did it in the afternoon at like 2 o'clock, and then I did it after Coast to Coast. I did it at around 7:30, and I mean, I did it the second time, Mafia, I did another foot and a half, right? Like, it had filled up to exactly the same height that as it was before. So I think for certain I've gotten I'm certain of it. I've gotten 3 feet of snow. First of all, my mailbox is buried. Like, so my mailbox is at least 4 foot tall. I mean, it's gone. All that's left, it's at least 3.25 full, gone. Like, all you can see is the tip top of it. So all I'm telling you is I've never seen anything like this blizzard. I mean, you have to have, how many times have you snowplowed, Mafia? Like, how bad has it been where you are?
Oh, it's terrible. I've done it twice. I did it about noon, and I did it about, you know, between, you know, 6:30 and 9:15. Like, I was out there twice, but I was out there for 2.5 to 3 hours, both, like 2.5 hours at least both times, doing the same stuff. And, you know, I have a tree that's about 8 foot in my front yard. I can see about 2 feet of that tree right now between all the, like, the snow plowing and shooting everything onto the yard off the driveway. I have about a 6 foot, you know, snow drift there. It's ridiculous. It's not, you know, we've gotten about 18 to 24 inches at this point, but the thing is the drifts, you know, because the wind has been so crazy. It's like 35 mile an hour wind gusts. So everything that you did, you know, you probably did the same foot and a half on your driveway both times just because the wind in the, you know, 3-4 hours that you didn't do it blew it all back on there. It's just insane. My car, I can't even see the top of my car on the one side. It's buried all the way to the top because of the snow drift.
You know, the cars, I haven't even begun to do the cars. I literally have, I got like 3 cars, right? And I got literally, it looks like there's, 4 foot of snow on each one of them, on the top of each one of them. Like, it's like, there's like another car on top of the car. There's so much snow. I mean, I have never in my life, I cannot remember. Do you ever remember in your lifetime ever seeing this much snow in one storm?
There was one that I remember, how many years ago now? I mean, it was when we first started at CBS. So that has to be 7-8 years ago at this point. Like the second month that we were there, there was one where like I literally had to sleep at the station because I couldn't drive back out to my parents where I was staying at the time because there was 2 feet and all the roads were shut down. And finally, after like 24 to 36 hours of being at the station, I'm like, forget this. I'm going home. I don't care if I get stuck. But that's the worst I've seen. This is the worst I've seen in like 8 to 10 years for sure.
But this is worse than that, isn't it?
It's right on par. I mean, the thing is that one was so quick. It was like in 12 hours, it dumped 2 feet. This one where you've gotten 2 feet, it just hasn't stopped snowing from probably 9 o'clock last night to, you know, 24 hours. It's still going and we're still going to get another 12 hours. They're saying maybe another 8 to 10 inches in certain places.
Listen, I think for sure that I'd be willing to bet anything right now. I got at least, I honestly think I have 3 feet of snow. I really do, because I'm telling you, it's like nothing I've ever seen. It is out of control. There is no way that I have 24 inches of snow. I have more like 30 to 36 inches of snow easily. And I guarantee you, by the morning, because I'm not going back out there tonight, I guarantee you by the morning, it's completely filled again, the driveway, and literally I'll have 10 feet of snow on top of my cars. I have never seen anything like this. This is the craziest nor'easter I've ever seen in my life. It just absolutely sucks, and we're buried in. You can't even go anywhere. You can't drive anywhere. You can't go anywhere. You're just completely trapped. There's nothing worse to me than... you know, that like you just are trapped and you can't go anywhere and you can't do anything. And that's what we've been having in this world. We've been having, you know, the COVID since last March. Remember March, April, May, June? You remember how trapped we were? Like you couldn't leave your house. You didn't go anywhere. People were freaking out. And then everything got a little more liberal later in the summer, July, August, September. And then people started warning us about October, November, December. Oh, January is going to be the worst. And then it was. It had the most deaths in January. Now we're in February, and it's still chaos. It's still absolute chaos. Chaos with a COVID. Chaos with testing. Chaos with the vaccines. Chaos now with the, you know, new strains, the variants. I mean, it's like a bad movie. And then... you can't even get shots now for today, tomorrow, because like in New York City, it's completely shut down because of this blizzard. And there's so much snow, so much G-damn snow that, I mean, it's just everywhere. And then it gets to the point where when it's over, then what happens? It's going to be stuck around for a little while. Then later in the week, isn't it supposed to be like 50? It's going to all start melting. Where's it going to go when it melts? You know, like 3-4 feet of snow. Where's it going to go? It's going to go in people's houses. It's going to go in people's basements is where it's going to go. It's going to seep right through the ground. It's going to go through people's windows. It's going to go through people's everything, you name it, into their basements. It's going to be a disaster. You know it's true, Mafia. You can't even go anywhere. You can't do anything. You can't even get a vaccine. You can't get a test. You couldn't go to the hospital right now if you tried, if you were sick. I mean, it's just one bad thing after the next. I've never seen anything like it. The world's ending. We're all dying. We have no hope. And then it snows 4 feet. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I mean, I wish it would just blow through and, you know, really, frankly, go hit Boston. That's what I am hoping for.
But then hit the whole East Coast. Imagine if you had, like, the Giants, the Jets, or the Patriots, or one of these, like, East Coast teams in the Northeast that were in the Super Bowl, how much of a problem it would be to get them down to Tampa for this game.
Yeah, and how about if they had the game?
If the Bills had made it?
What if they had the game at MetLife like they did the 1 year and the Super Bowl was at MetLife? Do you think they'd cancel it? Do you think they'd reschedule it for like next week? Because this is such a disaster, this blizzard. But I would think they'd be able to clear it up. I heard Friday, Saturday, and Sunday it's going to snow again.
Oh, Jesus, the last thing I need to hear.
No, it's 3 days. The whole weekend it's going to snow. I mean, wonderful. It's just never ending now. All of a sudden, I feel like I live in Alaska. I mean, I haven't seen this much. I haven't
the Yukon.
Seen this much. I mean, honestly, I don't know if I've ever seen this much snow unless I was skiing you know, and like Steamboat or Breckenridge or Alta or Park City, just, you know, Tahoe. I don't remember, like, I know in California at Mammoth, Big Bear and Tahoe, I've seen some, you know, storms, some pretty big 2-foot storms and great skiing. But like back there, I used to get fired up when there was snowstorms. When I lived in San Francisco, I used to get fired up when there was blizzards and snowstorms, because I'd go to Tahoe skiing in 3 hours and I'd hit Kirkwood and Squaw. And then when I was in L.A., I used to get fired up when there were storms, because I always knew that it would snow at Big Bear and I'd go skiing and it was great. When I was in Colorado, when they got a foot of snow, the powder was so fantastic. It was just it was better than sex. And then the difference is that when you live here in New York City, blizzards are your worst nightmare. There's nothing, absolutely nothing good about it, except you want to punch the people in the face. Is there anything worse than like I saw some chick today that they interviewed on the news. She's like, I was just going out for a walk and how beautiful it is.
She doesn't have to shovel.
Yeah.
It's the only people who like snow don't have to shovel it.
I love the snow and seeing all the trees snapping and bending and all the power lines down. And I really love going and seeing multiple car wrecks and jackknife trucks on the roads. I'm a big fan of the beauty of snow. And I let my little doggy go out for a walk with me so that he gets little icicles in his paws. Here's what I think of snow. Like, the entire time I'm out there blowing the snow today, I'm cussing. And then when it blew back in my face and I was soaking wet, was shearing like snow ice hitting me in the face, and I was soaking wet, I wanted to jump. I was like, God, this sucks. I live in hell. I don't want to be here at all, ever, anymore, whatsoever. I really don't. It just keeps nagging at me. It's like, why do you live here? Why do you live in this hellhole? Why do you live here? Why do you keep doing this to yourself? I mean, honestly, it really is. This place sucks. I don't care what you say, Mafia. And everyone that's listening right now, I hate you too. Okay? So we're clear. I don't want to live anywhere where there's 4-foot blizzards, okay? 4 foot of snow blizzards, and then it 4 feet of snow, and then it's going to snow again for 3 days this weekend during a Super Bowl weekend. Ruin my Super Bowl? Are you kidding me? By the way, I'm doing a show with Morenci on Super Bowl Sunday, Mafia, 3 to 6, right before the game starts. It's going to be kick ass. Make sure you tune in on the grid, Sports Grid, this Sunday at 3 East. Pharrell on the bench, 844-843-6879, the number. I'm sitting here watching another great finish. By the way, the Knicks blew that game. They took the lead on the Bulls, and then they scored 3 more points the rest of the way and never really did anything, and lost, I think, by 8 or something to the Bulls. I think they're going to play them again tomorrow or the next day. You know how they do this now. You play 2 games every time you're somewhere. I think it sucks. I get sick of it. Even the Rangers and Penguins, they're playing 8 times. They've already played 4, and they've played the 4 in like the last 2 or 3 weeks, Mafia. It's literally every game's been played recently. So Saturday, and then they played 2 before that, back to back in Pittsburgh, right? It was like last week, and I get sick and tired of watching the same games every night, I got to tell you. So all this divisional stuff in hockey, I got to be honest with you. Now, I know I'm sure there's people out there that like it, but to me, they're all playing the same teams every night. I mean, the Canadian teams, the teams in the East and the teams in the West, they're all playing the same teams the whole season. And to me, that sucks. I want to see every team play every team in the league. And then you play your in your division more. I get it. And in your conference more. I get it. But you should play every team in the league. And now, because of COVID, it's ruined that. So when we come back, I know the Flames won in a shootout tonight over the Jets. And how about the Caps? They were up 3-0. Char even scored against the Bruins, but then the Bruins scored 5 straight goals and beat them 5-3. So we'll get into that. The game I'm watching right now is fantastic. 25 seconds left. Texas Tech and McClung up 2 on Oklahoma. The Sooners have shot into the top 10 with 3 big wins lately. Going for another one tonight in Lubbock. We'll see if they can get it done. They're down 2.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.